In the morning, we started looking at the presentation of the first of the three isolations, which is the Vajra body physical isolation. And first of all, we gave the definition of that, and then we continued in saying that there are two types of Vajra body physical isolation. The first type is called individual withdrawal, and is taking place during the time of post-equipoise. We have explained so far up to that point during the morning session. And now we continue with the second type of physical isolation, which is the type of absorption. And it said that in that we have five different stages, five different types of that. So, as I say, we are dealing with the second type of physical isolation. It is described as being absorption. And when we talk about absorption, we talk about different types of concentration of the mind. When we look at the division of the mind into main mind and mental factors, we know that we have a group of 51 mental factors. Within those 51 mental factors, we find the mental factor of concentration. This absorption has the nature of concentration. Now, under absorption, we see that we have five branches, five types of this. The first one is called investigation. The second one is called analysis. So investigation and analysis are the first two. The third and the fourth are called the joy and bliss. Joy refers to mental sensation of joy. And finally, we have the fifth one, which is called concentration of a single-minded point. So these are the five branches of absorption: investigation, analysis, joy, bliss, and single-pointed concentration.
Or 대단 열매지 존나 다이크 쉐브드 마시브라 곰부터바던지 어지다 미바 지가 다이 콜로이나 디라 지다 무용아디나 지 리크 쳇잔지 소담지 차라티마다 지 서부 쉐브드 신이 지 그즈코 워던 양락 소설 시바담 디라마인바 어제 그 집담은 중라 무야디 연바연도 리크 쉐브드 마시바라 곰부 또바스 제디나 치기도
So we start by examining each one of them. So it says, first of all, for the first one, investigation is meditating without detailed examination of the bodies of deity, the object aspects of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness. So what we say that is in the first case of investigation, we do not go into great detail. The focal aspect is the body of the deity, but it is just seen in a gross, in a coarse manner. We do not go into details of looking at the branches of the body, the main or secondary branches and so forth. It's an investigation at a gross level. Now we come to the second one, which is analysis, and it says analysis meditating with detailed examination. So this is really the difference between the first and the second. In the first case, you just visualize in gross details without going in a gross level, without going into any details, the body of the deity. In the second case, you're actually examining it in a more finer way. You go down to smaller details. We have explained the first two, investigation and analysis, and now we move to the following two that are called the bliss, and then the bliss, the mental bliss and the bliss of pliancy. In other words, they are known also by the terms bliss and joy. Bliss refers to mental bliss, and joy refers to physical sensation of bliss. So we look at the description of the first one, which is mental bliss. It is concordant with the primordial awareness of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness. So first of all, when we talk about sensations, when we talk about experiences such as the joy or the bliss, these fall under the category of the mental factor of feeling. Now, feeling on its own, in general, is neutral, but we can have cases of feelings that can have the aspect of joy or bliss. Now, in this particular occasion, we talk about mental bliss, which is concordant with the primordial awareness of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness. And that means that one ascertains the emptiness of inherent existence and at the same time one has experience of bliss. And because this, you need to generate this wisdom comprehending emptiness, the bliss that is also experienced is experienced on a mental level. Therefore, this mental bliss is, the term bliss has to be followed or preceded by the word mental, because it happens at the mental level. It's not physical. It doesn't have to do with the senses. The second type, though, which is described here as the bliss of pliancy, concordant with that, is at the physical level, is physical joy.
ཁྱི
Now, we say that part of this advice we can also find in the sutra presentation of the attainment of calm abiding, because when we describe the attainment of calm abiding, we also use similar terms, the terms of mental bliss as well as the terms of physical pliancy. There is a way of depicting actually the mode of attaining calm abiding, where you have this tanka that shows how one leads an elephant along the way. And you start by having a black elephant that gradually turns into a white one. And also you have someone who is taming and eventually riding the elephant. And at the end of the path, you also have a being who is flying up in the air. Now, all those things symbolize different parts of our practice. The elephant symbolizes the mind. And in the beginning, it's a black elephant, very difficult to tame. Now, there is a Geelong who is trying to tame captivate and then tame that elephant. And this is why that Geelong is depicted as having on his right hand a hook and on his left hand a lasso. The lasso actually symbolizes conscientiousness and recollection, while the hook symbolizes concentration. And with these skills or with these means, one would have to somehow tame the elephant. Along the way, you will see that by relying on the nine mental stages, the mind goes through transformation, and the Gelong is capable of riding the elephant. And when one reaches the point of attaining the actual calm abiding, the mind is having such an experience of bliss that you describe this point as mental bliss. It's an incredible experience of joy and happiness in the mind. Now, as we say, at the end of that path, at the top of the picture, you also have a person who is flying up on the air. And this symbolizes the experience of physical pliance. Because when you reach the point of physical pliance, it is as if your body has become very light and it almost feels that you could fly up in the air. So this is how this, you must have seen that. Anyway, that representation of calm abiding. So this is how we have the sutric presentation of this development and of how mental bliss and physical joy can be derived. When we come at the end, the final type or the final branch of this absorption is described as single-pointed concentration, and it really describes a mind that is thoroughly trained, a mind that is capable of concentrating single-pointedly on its object. So this, if you have a fully qualified, a fully developed absorption, you would have to find those five types or five branches included within it. So when you look actually, if we take all the different branches of physical isolation, starting from the first one was called individual withdrawal, right? And then if you add those five branches that come under the second one, which is absorption, you will come up with a list of six. Now, the text actually divides those and explains which one are developed during the time of post-equipoise and which one are present during the time of actual equipoise. So it says from among those, the three, individual withdrawal, which was the first category, and then from the second category, investigation and analysis, are post-equipoise physical isolation. So the first three are during the time of post-equipoise. And then the following three, which is joy, bliss, and concentration, are equipoise physical isolation, meditating on the ultimate deity. The first three, during post-equipoise, are meditating on the relative deity. The last three, during the time of actual equipoise, are meditating on the ultimate deity.
Tambadi, Tilly Noadi, Tinia Ringazi, Giaji, Dingi, ဒီဒီယောနဆောင်ရုပ်စံကနောဝါဒီစံဒါတင်းနေစံဘုတ်တေယောဒီယောနဆောင်ချင်းရုပ်ကြည့်ကလေးနေစနဝါဒီဒါတင်းရကြည့်အကြည့်ဆောင်ချင်းရုပ်ကြည့်လီမောရရှင်နဆောင်ရုပ်စံတေလီရှင်နရင္ကတေလီရှင်နရုပ်ရုပ်ကြည့်နဖရတုနတေတုယကြည့်စရဒီယောနတေယကြည့်ဝါယန်သူဝဒတင်းရကလူယံကကြည့်တော့ယွာရစီဒါတိရီရီယံတော့အောင်းနေဆန်ချင်းတော့ဝုံကြည့်ဆောင်ရုံကယွာရ
Now, if we continue some further and look at the classifications of physical isolation, it says that the classifications of physical isolation is the physical isolation of the 100 immaculate lineages. So you can subdivide things so you can get to the point of having 100 lineages. Or if you want to condense those 100 lineages, you can condense them into the 5 lineages of those. If you want to have something even more condensed, you can go down into the 3 secret lineages. Or finally, you can condense everything down into the 1 extremely secret lineage. And also, you need to know that from the 1 extremely secret lineage, you could elaborate up to the 3. From the 3, you can elaborate to the 5. And from the 5, you can elaborate to the 100 lineages. All these are different ways of doing this analysis and this investigation that is involved in this type of practice. And there are instances of that coming later on. Now, the text starts by explaining the 100 immaculate lineages, and it says that one meditates on the 20 gross phenomena. Now, we will give the list of those 20 gross phenomena. We start, first of all, by the five aggregates of form, feeling, discrimination, compositional factor, and consciousness. Five aggregates is the first group. The second one is the four elements. Elements of earth, water, fire, and wind. The next one is the six bases, such as the eye base, the base for the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, tactile sensation, as well as the mind. Six of those. And finally, we have the five objects of form, sound, smells, taste, and tactile objects.
ဟောဒီဒါတင်ရရင်ပဲရင်သူတင်းညေချိုးဝဒီဒါညေချိုးဝဒီရီရီလာငါငါရှင်နေတာဟောဒီညေချိုးဝဒီလာရီရီရီငါငါရှင်ဆောင်တင်တာတပ်ပါကြည့်ဒါရတံပလောင်ရောင်ကယူဝရင်သူဒါငါငါရှေရှေရကရမ္ဘတ်တော်ကာရီယူဝရစေနာဟောဒါညေချိုးဝဒီလာဒါနေရှောပါငါစီညေရဘာရင်ငါစီညင်အောင်ကရှောပါငါစီတင်းညေမြေချိုးစတူရှောင်းမရေချစီဟောဒီဒါတင်ညေဆန်းညေဆောစီဒါဆန်ပါတုဒစီဟောဒါတင်ညေဒါတင်ညေဒီဆန်မဒါငါရှင်နေတာအ 他年少了,他几个,几个,老板娘啊,彭博尼了,康米西了,那木造经济之歌了,自个儿这罗罗下了,什么东西见过他的,他年少我的日历了,杨日历呢,人,人啊,儿媳妇,谢地的,滚巴丁的几个,把眼睛的丁的几个,自己家长。
So as I say, we have 20 gross phenomena, and each one of the and we subdivide those into five, and this is how we come up into the total number, which is 100. And how we do that, if we follow our text, it says one meditates on the 20 gross phenomena, the five aggregates, the four elements, the six bases of perception, such as the eye and so on, and the five such as form, sounds and so on, through classifying them in five components, and one meditates on the 20 deities. And those groups are the five Tathagatas, the four consorts, the six bodhisattvas, such as Kshita, Garbha, and so on, and the five, again, female deities, such as Rupa Devi, and so on, through classifying them in five lineages. So this is the classification of 20 by 5 gives us
100.
There is a verse in Lama Choba where we are describing, after we have established the visualization of the main figure, and we're describing the qualities of our teacher, of the main Lama, and we generate all the 32 deities in the body of the Lama. We visualize that, and we praise the Lama as saying, totally pure, your aggregates are the five Buddhas gone to bliss, right? The four elements are the four motherly consorts, and so forth. So we have mentioned the list of the five aggregates, and on top of that we need to see how we see the five aggregates associated with the five Tathagatas. We have Akshobhya, we have Vairochana, Ratnasambhava, Amitabha, and Amoghasiddhi. Right. And what is the Michova di
Majoba number Jiva, Namji Jim Pombo Tabot Jida, Jedan Lamgo Kabza, Namji Jim Pombo di Rambi Rambi, John Richangu Changu, Riduzi Kabza di Tabota Jadi Majoba. What that did you know, Jalamgo Kabza di Tabota Jan, Riduka Kala Jerku Jerku Dine.
Now, with the first one, Akshobhya is associated with consciousness, and consciousness is to be understood as going gradually through the process of purification. So consciousness on any level, whether it is at the level of the basis, whether it is during the path where it's been purified, or whether it is at the resultant state, will be represented by Akshobhya. tene namnang kong
namnang de zudi mambo jalam ji kap ji yedu dan lam ji kap ji zudi mambo tabo tabo jadi nidu ze kap ze dan number nine di
tsoroi pomo
tambo da zu mo ji jang na ti tab di sa tsoroi mambo sa ba ja sa tambo nam ji ji mambo niwa zudi mambo ji ni ti na
Then the second one, which is Vairochana, is actually the form aggregate. The third one, which is Radhanasambhava, is the feeling aggregate. Amitabha is compositional factor, and Amoghasiddhi is discrimination. No, the other way. Amitabha is discrimination. And Amoghasiddhi is compositional factor.
Hoji da dinra yinba yindu bhambo nam da dirsa ngasi. Odan kamje yamje se duna yigi nishi damba we nongo kamje di sangam chengam mengam longkam oda ri da namkin kam yuari de namkin kam bi parto jawari da yindu da ti je tabo tak ja di yamje yindu oda sangam tabi tak ja di chema Changam Tabi Tajati Mamaku, Minkam Tabi Tajati Kukarmo, Longkam Tabi Tajati, that Dromas in a Tijan Shaba, da Ri Jinongo, da Machuba di Yarabu, Machubi MD, Rita, so on the way in a Rochadu Jimajuari, T. Oko Java, Ruji MGD, Tinaji Jerkyudin.
Now we come to the next one, which is associating the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind with the four concerts. And when we talk about the four concerts, they are seen to be the concerts of the Buddhas. If you take away the first one, which is Akshobhya, we're actually mentioning the concerts in order of the Buddhas, starting from Vairochana down on your list. The first one is Lochana, and she is representing the earth element. The second one is Mamaki, representing water element. The third one is Pandaravasin, or in other words, the white clothes, the lady with the white clothes, garments, and she's representing fire. The last one is Tara, representing wind.
Oji da dinda yamba yendu da neji yelam lisma jerku jerku jina wa tozi kujinda wo yuwa yendu namjuru wa di mara jila matoba yitu ji kapji oji da mambu nga yitu ji kapji sobu mara zubo la niwa sangam chingam menkam nongkam di di jari wa yena oda yitu se yitu la matoba ni kapka yitu lamdu se duna lam toba ni kapka What you did, Dinah, and do Yelamji Kabji, and Bombonga Tabo Taja, Yelamji Kabji, Kamja Tabo Taja, Jeva, you know, what that Dinah, Pomona, the Sangan, Kamja Yamji, the Nichinchi, the Chinchi, the Injit, the Sadan Jubanian, the Kamna, Karasigo, Serbo Yamari, Chinchi, the Dinah, Chinchi, Tugu, Tonga, Muxo, Chinchi, Tugu, Songa, and do, then a Sanya, so, Samba, Tugu, Songa, and do, だ、むく、やりてんで、むく、むくちんち、なぶちんち、にゅうちんち、おだん、むくちんち、なぶちんち、にゅうちんち、ちゅうちんち、おだ、でに、るじちんち、にゆじちんち、じしわで、おだ、しわじぼで、やりてんじ、かるせご、しわじぼで、だ、せんば、せんばちがじゃらんがやんど、
So we We say that there are things that are happening for an individual where when they are at the time of the basis, when they aren't at the time of the path, and when they are at the time of the result. And what we do here is mainly we're examining, let's say, the nature of the five aggregates or the nature of the four elements at the time of the basis, first of all. And when we talk the time of the basis, we describe the time where one has not entered the path yet. From the point where you enter the path, you're on the second phase, and then we observe the process of purification and change that is happening to your five aggregates, to the four elements, and so forth. And eventually one is has put as a goal to attain the total purification that will be obvious at the time of the result. Now, going back into verse 12 of Lama Chopa that we're using as the basis, or we are looking back to that as it has a relevant meaning to that. It says, totally pure, your aggregates are the five Buddhas gone to bliss. Your four elements, the four motherly consorts. We have explained that. And then it says, the bliss of your senses, your energy channels, sinews and joints are in reality bodhisattvas. Now, in our presentation, we don't really have an obvious, let's say, description of the sinews and the joints and the muscles of the body. Nevertheless, we have said that we have a group of the six bases. And when we talk about the six bases, we will be talking about the consciousness or awareness associated with the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, tactile consciousness, and finally the mental consciousness. And those would have to be associated with the six bodhisattvas, such as Kshitagarbha and so forth. Now, as we said, we come to the point where we are associating the six bases and the awareness of those six bases with the six bodhisattvas. And we will examine the type of this awareness at the time of the basis, we will examine it at the time of the path, we will examine it at the time of the result, and try to associate it with those six bodhisattvas. Now, in order to enumerate those six bodhisattvas, remember that the eight close disciples, so the eight close sons of the Buddhas, are given are bodhisattvas, and you know they make up a total of eight. To enumerate them, we start by mentioning Chenrezig, then Maitreya, Vajrapani, Manjushri, Kshitagarbha, Akashagarbha, Samantabhadra, and Sarva Nirvana Viskambini. It's a really long name, the last one. Now, this is the whole list of eight, but from those eight, you need to take away two, Maitreya and Manjushri. So in this way, you will end up with a list of six.
Kamjitabatangjati 보다 리지온 부 젠지거 여디 럭샤지 다띵아 오디 엠바엔두 즈다저로 럭샤가 오디 요 예두다람두거 디마다웨 차드로 다그다가라 리디즈 보다 즈그도지마 드도지마 드도지마 로도지마 럭샤도지마 디 보다 뚜그랑 오르자는
We come at the last. We come at the last category, which we are examining the five objects of the sense awarenesses. So we're looking at forms and sounds and smells and tastes and tactile objects. Now, those things at the time of the basis will need to be purified. As we're going through the time of the result, they will be undergoing the process of purification, and when we reach the resultant state, they will be totally purified and manifest in the aspect of female goddesses. I can give you the Sanskrit names of those goddesses. They usually refer to those by Sanskrit names, but I think if you directly translate them into English, they make more sense, because the first one, the Rupa Devi, right, is actually translated as the Vajra form deity, right? So you have ordinary form that is completely transformed and becomes a deity, and the name of the deity is Vajra form. The same thing happens with sound, which is transformed into Vajra sound. Smell is transformed into Vajra smell. Taste is transformed into Vajra taste, and tactile object is transformed into Vajra tactility. All of them female goddesses.
ཁྱི དང ཡིན པ ཡིན དུ ད ཉེ ཞུ བུ དེ ད ཁར སེ གོ ན ཆ དེ དང དེ ཉི མ དང བི ཐ མར བ ནོང བ དང ཞེན པ མར ཞེན པི བེན པ ཨམ ད མ དང བི ནོང བ དང ཞེན པ ལི ཏོ ནི ཏོ པ ལ ཡི ནོང བ དང ཞེན པ ངོ བར ཅི ཅི ཡ གི ཡི དུ བུ དེ ཡི དེ ཉི ཞེན ཉི ཞུ བུ དེ ཡིན དེ དེ རི རི ལ ཡང རི རི ལ ཡང ང ང ཞེ ཡ དེ རི རི ལ ཡང
So the whole purpose of this type of meditation, where we are first of all examining the 20 gross elements and we try to associate them with the Tathagatas or the concerts and so forth, it's all done for the sake of overcoming ordinary appearances, looking things, seeing things as being ordinary, and also conceiving them as being in this way, grasping at them as being in this way. And how we end up with the lineage of the 100 100 immaculate lineages, so as we say, to subdivide into five. So for example, you would have to see that you have the lineage of Akshobhya, the lineage of Vairochana, the lineage of Ratnasambhava, the lineage of Amitabha, the lineage of Amoghasiddhi, in each one of the lineages. Subdividing will give you 100.
ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ནེ་ཡན་བེ་ཡན་དེ་དེ་དམ་པ་རུ་ཇ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ནེ་ཅི་སི་ཡ་དང་ད་དེ་ནེ་ཡོང་དེ་ཨོ་ཨོ་དེ་ནེ་དང་གཟུ་པན་ལ་མ་ཇ་པ་ཡན་ན་ཇ་ལ་མ་ལོ་དང་དམ་དུ་ཅིན་དང་གཅི་ལ་དེ་སང་ཇི་སམ་གན་ནོ་ནེ་སོང་ཨན་དེ་ཡོང་དེ་ཅིན་ནེ་སོང་ཨན་དེ་བ་མ་ཇ་པ་ཕོག་ལི་མ་ཇ་པ་ལ་ལ་སམ་ཇི་སོ་ནི་ཡོ་བ་རུ་བ་དེ་ནོ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ སོང བ རེད
ཁྱི རང པོ དར པོ དེ སུ ཙ
Savani Mia Marin Dadon the Yuari Sina, that Donka Dunyon at her, some just when you were service on Yuari Wadi and do Jelna Livenji has when you did Lenji, that's one the Vasajuka Lenji, Bishiko Livenji Kapsa.
Now, we have just mentioned that we use the verse 12 of Lama Chöpa as being a referent for this material. And we say that this has been composed from the point of view of Guhyasamaja Tantra. And in this particular Tantra, we say that the total number of deities that we have are 32 deities. Nevertheless, if a debate arises on this point on exactly how many deities there are, because it is said that not all of them clearly appear in the root tantras or in the sadhana. There seems to be missing some deities in that. But the explanation on that point lies on the fact that according to the sharpness of the intelligence of the trainees, some will be able to understand straight away how many deities are involved in that, because the number of deities is mentioned in a hidden way. And others who are, you know, maybe not necessarily be so sharp, they might end up with the idea that maybe the number is not made up out of 32 deities. Now, the text actually addresses this point. So it says, from among the 32 deities, the 10 wrathful ones, Matrieya and Samantabhadra, are not explained, since they are not explicitly and clearly stated in the root tantra. In general, there are 32 deities of physical isolation, because the complete 32 deities are stated in the context of physical isolation, explained secretly in the index. This should be understood from the commentary in the annotations, the text of Lama Tsongkhapa. The author continues by giving his opinion about which part of the practice is analysis, which one is investigation, and so forth. And he says, I think that the 100 immaculate lineages are mainly a classification of analysis. Now remember, we described analysis as being the part which is looking into details, into the different parts of the deity. And again, mention that it says mainly classification for analysis. It doesn't mean that this practice from beginning to end, everything of it is analysis, but mainly, most part of it are analysis. It goes into some detail. Then we're looking at different parts of the practice. So it says individual withdrawal is not meditation on deities possessing faces and hands. And the three, joy, bliss and concentration, do possess the ultimate aspect of the deities. So we're looking at certain characteristics of each one of those practices. Now, investigation, which we have said already is in a gross level, is resolution in the aspect of the five lineages or Vajradhara through condensing the basis of purification in five without applying the 20 gross components to each of the 20 deities. And why is that? Because Gelsap Jay's notes on the five stages, so the five stages were composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and later on Gelsap Jay came to compose the notes on that original text. So Gelsap Jay mentions that investigation is resolution in being the mere aspect of Vajradhara, and detailed contemplation applying individual deities to each object and power is analysis. And here when we talk about the objects, we talk about the objects of such as the form, the sounds, the smells and so forth, and the power is referring to awareness such as the, you know, the power of the senses and so forth. So if you're going at that level for individual deities on each one of those, it would have to be analysis. Alright, then we continue by quoting a different text. Actually, I have written here that it is the later tantras. That is a mistake. It is the general exposition of tantras, and that's a mistake that you can find all the way to the end of the text. So wherever you find the term later tantra, please substitute it. It is a text composed by Kedrup Jay. And when we look at the presentation of Guhya Samaja Tantra, we see that it's made up of 18 chapters. But if we take as, let's say, the limit, the 14th chapter and below, this comes under the name the later tantra, right? Or the general, the general. The general exposition of Tantra. So what it says in that? It says the three secret ones are investigation. Now, the illuminating lamp by Lama Tsongkhapa, which is the illuminating lamp on the five stages of Guhya Samaja, states that investigation, reflecting that the three, the powers, the objects, and the sense power awareness are the three secret ones. And the three divisions of five are the lords of the five lineages, since It is investigation. So we have two references saying that this is investigation, and then we continue by later we will have reference from another text. Now we come to quoting another text, which is composed by Panchen Losen Chökin, and this is called The Sun Clarifying the Subtle Meaning, and it states something different. It says investigation of the nature of the deities is investigation, and detailed analysis of the face, arms, etc. is the branch of analysis. And if you actually look at those three different quotations, you will see that what one calls investigation, the other one calls analysis. What one says is done on a level of detail, the other one says that it is not done with such detail. And therefore, the author concludes by saying this should be analyzed. These quotations actually seem to be saying something different. They don't all agree on the same point. Now we continue with the completely different paragraph, different meaning, and it describes how we're doing the practice at this level. We have already said that in order to reach at this point, which is the first point of completion stage, prior to that one has meditated on generation stage. And on the generation stage, after finishing the gross level, you have moved into the subtle level where you would be concentrating on having shrunk the whole mandala with the deities down to the level of a subtle drop. So here you continue to meditate on this subtle drop. So he says, by meditating on the subtle drop, we have the system of collecting the winds, the way to generate the joys through the melting of the drops caused by that, and the way to posit the four joys and the four empties. So the important thing to remember is that because you're holding your concentration on that subtle drop, at whichever place of the body, whichever opening of the central channel you will place that subtle drop, at this point, of course, the mind will abide. And because the mind is undifferentiable from the wind, which acts as its mount, almost like the horse that carries the rider, in the place where you place your attention, at that place also the winds will gather there. So it says, by meditating on the subtle drop, we have the system of collecting the winds at this particular point. And also we have the way to generating the joys through melting the drops caused by that, and the way to posit the joys and the empties.